The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
This is your host, James Kelso, up in remotest North Dakota, catching catfish from dusk till dawn. Maybe not. But I'm sure glad to have you here listening into the show here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We skip Saturday. And we are, as our name describes us, we're covering the Trump. Yes, it is a phenomenon. And it continues. So we'll talk about what happened in the last 24 hours, vis-a-vis, as the French would say, the Trump phenomenon. And you're welcome to participate at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Love to have you on the show here tonight. All righty, what will we try to develop in our brief 60 minutes together? I'd like to develop a couple themes. One is, let's see, well, the state of the current status of the effort to destroy the Trump phenomenon, to destroy Donald Trump, to destroy his revolution, his movement. So we'll do an update on that. Let me mark that down as one here, the destruction. And the another thing I'd like to put out there for consideration is what's going on? What are we witnessing with all the hype of the George H.W. Bush funeral? I'd like to talk about that a little bit. And maybe talk a little bit about the record of the Bushes, Bush 1 and Bush 2. So let's see, where will I start with this? Let's start with what's going on with the Bush funeral. I'll offer my first take a few jabs here at what's going on. I'll take some jabs at George H.W. Bush here in a moment, too. But these punches are directed at the controlled media. What do we call it? It's been wall-to-wall media, syrupy emotionalism about the death of 94-year-old Bush, quite expected. Lived a very long life, was expected to die. This has been turned into a national, an absolute national show. And what it represents, one thing it represents, is a fundamental aspect of liberalism, which is the supremacy of emotion over intelligence. And the son, Bush Jr., may be the worst thing that Bush Sr. did was to give us Bush Jr. Bush Jr. was an absolute catastrophe for America and for our people. And his performance throughout his funeral deal was culminated today by his crying in his funeral oration for his father, choking up. And it was just syrupy emotionalism, the whole thing, over and over again. The young aviator, enlisted at 18, goes down at age 20 in the Pacific in World War II. On and on. A life of service. How did they describe it? 70 years of service to his country. Well, George Bush Sr.'s heroism in World War II was no greater than that of a million other Americans, and much less than the heroism of 400 and, I forget the exact number, 60,000 who died in World War II. I would say they went through more than George Bush Sr., who banged his head on the tail of his plane as he bailed out of his TBM, Avenger aircraft. And I learned today, I studied that a little bit today and found out that the two crew members in a TBM actually usually never got out of the plane alive. The bailout system for them was very defective, and they actually weren't expected to get out of the plane alive. They flew with no parachutes on. They couldn't fit in their seats with their parachutes on. So in a bailout situation, they had to get their chutes, put them on, climb down a tunnel, and get out a door on the bottom of the plane. The pilot was the only one who was likely to get out of the plane. And Bush Sr. banged his head on the tail as he flew out of the plane, was rescued 4 hours later by a U.S. submarine. Well, all right. Is that an unbelievable heroic act? No, it's not. The standard service of a U.S. soldier in World War II. The rest of his 70 years of service to his country, well, what is that? 70 years of being the envoy to China. Remember, we didn't recognize China. He wasn't the ambassador to China. We didn't have relations with China, with Red China. George Bush Sr. was sent as the, I forget what his title was, but he was the envoy to Red China. And what did he do for us there in Red China? Nothing good, folks. Nothing good. And his son really capped it all off, because I pulled up in my, you know, looking back on history, kind of reflecting back. One of the things that this funeral has caused folks to do that's good is to think back. Some of us think back. The catastrophe of trade with China. Guess how much trade we had with China? Where's the chart? Don't tell me I lost the chart. Here it is. In 1985, U.S. trade with China was, can you guess the amount? You know, our trade deficit with China now is $500 billion a year. That's the deficit. The trade is greater than that. The total exports to China in 1985 and the total imports were zero. Zero. Z-E-R-O. Zero. What happened? Well, what happened is George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., and then Obama. And those four clowns gave us what Donald Trump wrote in to save us from, which is the absolute destruction of American industry, the building from zero of the Chinese colossus. which bids very well to replace us as the most powerful industrial nation on earth, the most powerful military nation on earth, the most frightening dictatorship on earth, the double whammy of a very vicious, completely totalitarian communist nation with power greater than our own. What the hell happened? In 1985, China had nothing, no economy, and no trade with us. But thanks to George Bush Sr., Clinton, who beat him after his one term, then Clinton worked on it for two terms, building up Red China, then the idiot son rides onto the scene and really boosts Red China. Then Obama comes in and continues the graph. You can look at the Bush graph and the Obama graph. Obama just continues the line of the graph downward into greater and greater trade deficits and upward into greater and greater Red Chinese exports. The Red Chinese exports to us under these idiots have reached, well, we almost have no exports to China. $500-600 billion a year of imports from China, exports to China of less than $100 billion. And there's the $500 billion trade deficit. That's $500 billion every year that we've been handing the Red Chinese to build their factories, their technology, their universities, their military, all of our trade secrets. These four clowns in succession, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, wrecked America's situation in the world, created the monster of China. Now, so it was amazing to watch the face of our president in the National Cathedral today. If you haven't visited the National Cathedral, you want to do it. It's a magnificent building. It includes some stained glass windows with the life of Robert E. Lee and another stained glass window with the life of Stonewall Jackson. It's on one of the stained glass windows. Probably won't stay there very much longer, but for now, it's still there. Beautiful windows. You can go view them. Watching the face of our president and Melania today, watching the president's face first, I'm going to talk about that. What an ordeal for Donald Trump to be sitting at the at this emotion fest for the Bush catastrophe. This is what Donald Trump, this is what got him to run for president. Was the catastrophe, the open borders. Again, those four same clowns, the four amigos, Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama. And they were all sitting together in that front row. The guys who made the problem and the guy who came to save us. And Trump had to, you know, basically sit there and, solemnly sit there. But can you imagine what he was thinking? The great heroism of the Bushes who destroyed our country. And Clinton sitting right next to him. And Obama sitting right next to his wife. What a humiliation for Donald Trump. This is a way in which the Bushes, you know, the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, they all share a fundamental fact about liberalism, which is it's stupid. The Bushes are every bit as stupid as the Clintons and the Obamas. And they're also selling, they're peddling to the American people emotionalism. moral posing. That's what this whole thing about George Bush Sr. It's been moral posing. What a man! What a man! What a great man! What a man of the caliber of the founding fathers. There was several people said the greatest American of our time, George Bush Sr. And this thing about the life of service. What do you mean life of service? Life of luxury. Living in the glamour and the glitz and the big bucks of politics. It's not some sacrifice of service. I mean, millions of people in lowly jobs have greater lives of service for the good of others than some political bounder. And one of the things lacking in all of these people is principle. It is the lack of intellect. And what Donald Trump represents, what is the Trump phenomenon? I'll give you one definition. It's the application of intelligence to reality. That is what the Trump phenomenon is. That is what Donald Trump is. A supremely intelligent man who is having to endure and watch a brilliant businessman. You have to look at this graph of Chinese trade with the United States. Donald Trump, as he was building his great business, his great empire, his great business, we'd call it an empire, his very successful businesses, looks at this business catastrophe going on all around him. These guys exported our entire economy to Red China, our entire technology. There is nothing in our technology that the Red Chinese don't have. Nothing in the technology of the F-22 stealth fighter, nothing in the F-35, nothing in our submarines, nothing in our space technology that the Red Chinese don't have, because these clowns allowed the Chinese to put hundreds of thousands of their top engineering students through our top engineering schools and then let them be hired into our top corporations, because to do otherwise would be racist. So we have hundreds of thousands of Chinese moles embedded in all of our companies and universities and all of our research laboratories, frantically sending every bit of data back to Red China. We have a corrupt FBI whose job is to, it is the FBI that's in charge of stopping that. Was Robert Mueller busy stopping Red Chinese espionage, trade espionage? Through these years, Robert Mueller was the head of the FBI. He's another clown who was not protecting America. When's the last time you heard about some Red Chinese engineer being arrested for theft of technology in America? Don't hold your breath. Don't strain your brain. You haven't. Doesn't happen. The scores of thousands of members of the FBI, they're not arresting Red Chinese. They're not protecting our technology. So Donald Trump endured all of this, finally came down the escalator and said, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to make America great again, as it was in 1985, when our trade with China was zero. Zero. We didn't need Red China. We didn't need their crap. There was no benefit to be had by who put China into the World Trade Organization? Was that Junior? Let's look at this. Let me look it up. China's admission to the World Trade Organization. On December 11th, 2001. So, go George Junior. September 11th, 2001, we have the World Trade Center brought down by controlled demolition. 2 months later, Red China in the WTO. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back. And let's see. I'm going to weave a theme together here. Let me just see. We've got George and Dr. Kelly calling in from Texas and California, respectively. We'll get to you. Thanks for calling in. Let me weave this theme just a little bit more. I mentioned, now get this. You know, this is a new insight for me. You know, preparing for this show, you know, I look at things and think about things, and the light bulb goes off. Sometimes here's a light bulb that went off September 11th, 2001, the World Trade Center towers are brought down by controlled demolition, including World Trade Center number 7, which is the smoking gun. That's the big mistake that the controlled demolition team made. Whoever that team was, that was their big mistake, bringing down building number 7. If they hadn't brought that one down, they might've gotten away with this whole thing. They might have. But 7 is their big mistake. A 47-story building. Forget the height. 500-some feet tall. Huge building. In most states in America, it would be the biggest building in that state were it to have been there. Collapses on itself at free fall speed. You know what that means, folks? No resistance. Zero resistance. That means if you were standing on top of World Trade Center 7 when it started to fall, you would hit the ground at the same time as a guy who jumped off the top over the side. You'd both hit the ground at the same time. That, folks, is impossible. And every engineer who's looked at it agrees. Every architect agrees. That's why Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE911truth.org, that's why they have 3,000 architects and engineers who've signed on to that website as members, participants, sponsors, with their name, their credentials. Clearly identified, no anonymity, clearly identified as believing that 9/11 was a controlled demolition. In other words, an inside job. It was not Arabs in turbans taking over airplanes and mysteriously knocking down World Trade Center 7 by voodoo after they hit Trade Centers 1 and 2. However it was done, those guys were the patsies. So that happened on September 11th. 3 months later, I just did the calculation here, on December 11th, exactly 3 months later, Red China is admitted to the World Trade Organization by George the Idiot Bush Jr., who is George the Idiot Bush, who was reading comic books to children at a Florida elementary school when he was told by, I forget who told him, that the second tower had been hit by an airplane, and he continues reading the children's books. Three months later, Red China admitted to the World Trade Organization. Basic police principle, FBI principle, number one, preserve the scene. Number one, if you're taking a course in law enforcement, on day number one, in hour number one, you are told by your instructor as a policeman, the first job is to preserve the scene. I mean, among other of those things that you must do immediately is preserve the scene, preserve the evidence. Do not contaminate it in any way. Pick it up with clean gloves, put it in a clean plastic container, seal it, mark it, label it, put it in a vault, and do not destroy that evidence. What did they do? The steel of World Trade Center 7 has all the story written in that steel. How was that steel made to fall at free fall speed? There is only one way. Known to man to do that, and that's a controlled demolition. There is no one's ever come up with any other way to do that. A nuclear bomb dropped adjacent to the building could not do that. I'm talking about a big nuclear bomb. Controlled demolition is the only way to bring that building down. That story is in all the steel, because controlled demolition is done with precise chemicals applied in a particular way that leaves an absolutely identifiable signature on every steel beam cut. An unequivocal signature left on hundreds and hundreds of big 4-foot beams that are 4 inches in thickness, where they were cut by thermite or the enhanced thermite. Where did all that steel go? It was sent under guard. And by the way, who was in charge of securing that evidence? The director of the FBI, Robert Mueller. We'll talk about where he sent that steel right after this break. I'll give you a hint. Red China. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, telling me there was a man with a gun over there pointed at the truck drivers who removed the steel from World Trade Center 7 and 1 and 2 and disposed of it. Guarded trucks with satellite trackers on them. Those truckers got off their route. They were instantly corralled by police. Let's see what happened here. And we'll connect it with Bob Mueller. Bob Mueller today. He's in this up to his eyeballs into the nasty criminals who have controlled our government, who controlled it on September 11th, 2001. And it was Robert Mueller, more than any person in the world, who enabled their cover-up, is the director of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of what? Of what? Doodling? Dawdling? The Federal Bureau of Investigation, Mr. Mueller? Investigation. And what do you investigate? Crime? And which crimes do you devote the most attention to? The biggest crimes? What's the biggest crime of its nature in history? The 9/11 destruction of the towers. And of course, the Pentagon and additional other damage. I'm reading for an article here at AE911truth.org, written way back in 2010. The destruction of the three World Trade Center skyscrapers on 9/11 caused the greatest loss of life and property damage in U.S. fire history and constituted the largest structural failures in world history. This event should have received the most thorough investigation of any event in history. Even with ordinary house fires, evidence is collected and an investigation is performed in order to determine the cause, especially if foul play is suspected. But the World Trade Center investigations performed by the National Institute of Standards and Technology were criminally fraudulent. Now, folks, remember this. Why the hell are we even talking about NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology? No, that's not an investigative body for crime. The FBI is. Why do we never hear the term FBI in discussions of 9/11? Because Robert Mueller kept the FBI, made sure the FBI did not investigate. The 9/11 disaster scene should have been treated as a crime scene. Here is one of the standards on maintaining a crime scene. Quote, once evidence has been removed from the scene, it should be maintained and not be destroyed or altered until others who have a reasonable interest in the matter have been notified. Now get this, instead of being analyzed to determine the cause of failure, and let me tell you folks, that steel completely contains the story, completely preserved in the steel. You can't use thermite on steel without leaving up not only thermite itself, particles of it, it doesn't all burn off, but also this, there's a definite signature. And if you had hundreds of beams that were all cut the same way, at the same angle, with the same material, you would have not one piece of evidence, you would have thousands of matching pieces of evidence proving controlled demolition, in which case the entire FBI, if we lived in a just society, in a free society, the entire forces of the FBI and the entire federal government and all police departments would have been employed to hunt down and find out who set that controlled demolition. Those people would have been found and hung. The death penalty would have been too kind for every one of those bastards. But none of them was ever found or even sought. No one has ever been even charged with a crime in 9/11. Explain that, Robert Barry of Bob Mueller. Instead of being analyzed, reading again, to determine the cause of failure, the World Trade Center steel was rapidly shipped off to China. China, the new member of the World Trade Organization, for recycling. Oh, yeah. Recycling my ass. It was shipped off to China to destroy the evidence, to melt it, not for the purpose of recycling, to melt it so that the evidence was destroyed. 200,000 tons of structural steel. Get this. Guess how many pieces of steel framing said to have come from the World Trade Center 7 were preserved? One. One piece. 200,000 tons. Now, all of the discussions of this, you know, I mean, you know, various people saying, you know, this shows negligence, ignorance. It's a, no, not negligence, not ignorance, criminality, cover up. And that's what Bob Mueller, that's what James Comey, that's their reputation. They're considered fixers. They cover up the crimes of the Hilton crimes, of Hilton, the Clinton crime syndicate. Let's go down here more. I want to get to the actual, well, I don't have it here. The actual truck routes, where it was taken, you know, where was this steel? 200,000 tons. I'm looking at a picture here of being loaded into a big 18-wheeler. You know, just a truck driver in there. Loaded up into his 18-wheeler, and then he hauled it off. They put it in barges. I think some of it went to Staten Island. But then it was loaded into ships and sent to Red China. And it's gone now. It's all gone. All right. Let's bring this up to date. And poor Donald Trump. Donald Trump knows what happened. He's talked about it. He's a builder of great buildings. He knows the free fall of World Trade Center 7 was impossible. He knows that. And he's the president who would have, could have, should have investigated this, and maybe he still will. But the purpose of Bob Mueller today, what's Bob Mueller today doing? He's tangling Donald Trump up so that he can't do his job. Bob Mueller is succeeding in his mission, which is to so harass Donald Trump that he can't move, that he can't build the good relations with Russia that he wants. He's had to basically completely forget the whole idea of good relations with Russia, which Donald Trump would have built by now. Mueller has prevented that. Donald Trump would have his re-election in 2020 secured by now, and the wall would be well along towards being built, securing his re-election in 2020. Except for Bob Mueller, who has prevented that. The Mueller investigation and the nonstop all day, only interrupted by the Bush funeral. And what's the purpose of the Bush funeral? To so glorify the Bushes that now Donald Trump has to live with this new headache, which is that George the idiot Bush Jr., every word that comes out of his mouth now for years is going to become the utterances of a saint. And every time he opposes the wall or any other initiative by Donald Trump, it'll have this false moral weight. Let's hope this doesn't happen. Let's hope that the handshake that occurred between George Bush Jr. and Donald Trump represents some accession of common sense in the mind of George Bush Jr., but I don't hold out much hope for that. Trump had to endure that today. But let's go back to Bob Mueller. Who's the man who could expose the truth about 9/11? Donald Trump. Who's the man who can stop him? Bob Mueller. The man who covered it up way back in 17 years ago. So Bob Mueller is preventing any investigation of 9/11. Because Donald Trump has to constantly fight for his life against this fake investigation. And I watched Joe DiGenova. What a genius. What a brilliant man. What a man of courage and character and intelligence Joe DiGenova is. And you can see it on Joe DiGenova's face. He's going, what the hell's wrong with the people in this country? Don't you get it, folks? Don't you get it, the bullshit that you're being covered with? The whole Mueller investigation is crap. Every bit of it. Don't you get it about what he's covering up? Not investigating about the Clinton crime syndicate? About the Obama crime syndicate? And about the Bush crimes? Don't you get it? Joe DiGenova tries his best to make the same points over and over again. But not enough people are intelligent enough to get it. And what we've been witnessing now is this being dragged into this emotional, moral posing about, you know, the little boy who was dropped off a wall by his Mexican parents or his Honduran or Guatemalan parents dropped off a wall, children. Oh, the humanity. We can't have a wall. A wall will hurt little children. If there were no wall, they wouldn't have to drop their child over the wall. So don't build a wall. Don't use your brain. Emotional nonsense. Let's go to our callers here. Dr. Kelly and George, I think, are on the line. Let's go to Dr. Kelly first. You're on the air, Dr. Kelly.
Oh, thanks. I think that they could have built some wall with that steel. Your show is so inspiring that on hold, I came up with that.
200,000 tons of it.
Yeah, and I'd like on the break for you to go look at Robert Swan Mueller's California bar profile during those 9/11 dates, and then just look at the timeline and the history of it, and you can take a peek at Kamala Harris's on the break right there.
Okay, yes, and Mueller was the director of the FBI, and his job is the head of the federal. He's got over 30,000 agents working for him who will do his bidding. So sitting there on the seventh floor of the FBI building on September 11th, 2001, Robert Mueller could have swung into action. 30,000 agents who would have swarmed over the whole scene, figured out who committed the crime. There's no question they would have figured it out. No question.
I think Red China's involved as well, and it's been something that's been overlooked because of everyone saying, hey, here, look at this. So check it out, and thanks, and I'd like you to hear from your other callers too.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Kelly. Thank you very much. And now let's go to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly. The thing is, if I were Trump, I would be, going into federal court and, putting Bob Mueller to the test. And that is there any evidence, if there's not any evidence of the Trump campaign colluding with the Russian government, then this investigation is shut down.
Well, now, George. Yeah, good point. Good point. Let's talk about your point. That this Mueller's strategy, justice delayed is justice denied. So Mueller, by conducting his holy, sacred, untouchable investigation, which must not be interfered with because that would be obstruction of justice. Okay, launched on us by Rod the Rat Rodenstein. What Mueller is doing, he's chewed up now. We're 2 years into the Trump presidency. Mueller has destroyed. Now, I don't want to. Good things have been done. Great things by Donald Trump. But just to paint the broad picture, Mueller has successfully destroyed what the Trump administration for its first 2 years would have been without the Mueller hoax. He's done that. So no matter what happens, no matter what comes out, even if if his operation is shut down tomorrow, he will have successfully destroyed the first 2 years. He also will have created, he will also have created this huge cloud. The American people who are, we have some good media, but the American people are still sucking on the teat of MSNBC and CNN and ABC. They're still watching this crap. So most Americans are, in fact, being successfully brainwashed. So they don't understand that Mueller's a criminal. They don't understand. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the thing is, Mueller going whether it's Stone, Manafort, or Corsi, some of the stuff that Mueller's going after, the statute of limitation has long expired on, which is still grasping for straws.
Yeah. Well, yes, but, the fundamental, getting to the fundamental, Donald Trump never did anything wrong. He didn't even spit on the sidewalk. He did nothing wrong. Neither did Michael Flynn. So, and Trump's the only person that counts. Who gives a rat's ass what Paul Manafort did or didn't do and so on and other people? This Cohen, Michael Cohen, who cares? Who cares? So that doesn't splatter off on Donald Trump. And as far as we know, as far as in relation to Donald Trump and his election, nothing was done wrong by anybody. Michael Flynn's meetings and discussions with the Russian ambassador Kislyak were noble and were meritorious. Had he not met with or talked with Kislyak, he would be negligent and laying down on the job. Okay? Lying down on the job. So, but the point is this. Mueller's not going to close his operation tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, my fear, I think he's just going to keep going. I think he's going to expand what he's doing. I think he's just getting started.
It wouldn't surprise me if Mueller went after Trump's grammar school teacher. It wouldn't surprise me.
He is just gonna keep going. Just keep going. And he's gonna find this and that and this and that. There's nobody able to shut him down. Now notice that the demon rats, the first thing they did when Jeff Sessions was fired, the first thing they did was to, they all lined up saying, we've got to protect Mueller. We'll come right back to this. You stay there. We'll be right back.
Still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John, Big folks. John. Big Bad Donald John. And
nobody,
let me say this. George, let me, if I may, I'm going to go to a new caller here, James and Charlotte, if that's okay. James and Charlotte, you're on the air.
Yeah,
come
hi.
In, James.
Hello? Hi,
yes,
how are
James.
You doing?
Good.
I've got something I'd like to just give you that probably will make your blood boil at an even higher temperature than it already is. I caught part of an part of an interview with Giuliani 2 days ago, and he was relating about what is going on with Paul Manafort still being held in solitary confinement.
Yes.
And he's being dragged out in question on a random schedule. And the term that Giuliani used is rigorous questioning.
Yes, that's what they did. What they did. Yes, exactly what they did in the basement of the Lubyanka prison by the KGB. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm beginning to wonder if they may not be using some types of soft torture, such as sleep deprivation or like keeping lights on 24 hours a day, this type of thing. I mean,
You just described it. Anybody, I've talked to anybody who's ever been in a jail or prison, okay? It's cold. It's always cold. There's the bright lights. You can't sleep. Steel beds. It's horrible. It's horrible. And it's terrifying. It's terror. That's terror. To put that old man, 74, I think, some age like that, yes, that's terrorism. And let me just say this. I know I'm interrupting you, James, and I appreciate your listening and your insight. Yes, Giuliani. And I like what Giuliani did today. He said he called this guy. This is gutsy. He called Bob Mueller and his whole band of brigands. He called them sick puppies. Sick puppies. He said, these people are sick puppies. That's very good. That's very good. Now, let me just add this, folks, as a kind of a parting thought for today's show. Ayn Rand is not I used to study Ayn Rand when I was a younger man and so on. Her actual maiden name was Alyssa Rosenbaum. From Russia, but she wrote a novel. For all her defects, she had an idea that may apply to big bad Donald John. In her novel, Atlas Shrugged, she describes a steel maker, we're talking about steel, Hank Reardon. And another hero in the book is John Galt. And what I'm saying is this, Donald Trump, it must be so frustrating to be Donald Trump right now. What if he were to say to us, the American people, get on national television and say, ladies and gentlemen, I did my best. I tried my hardest. I'm 74 years old. I may have gotten that wrong by a year. I'm staying up 20 hours a day. You don't get it. You don't get it. You let me down. So long. That was the theme of Atlas Shrugged, is that these really productive people who make the economy go said, you know what? To hell with you guys. I'm out of here. What if Donald Trump did that to us, folks? It's not entirely impossible. We'll talk about it more tomorrow night. Thank you, James. Call back. I'll give you a rain check. We'll talk more tomorrow night. So long.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.